If so, v'toni zochso. And then learn, don't learn v'zocho, that the mazik has the right to keep the money, but rather learn, like Rabbah learns, v'toni zochso, that she, the mother, gets the money. But the time when you hit her, she has no husband, then the Torah says the money goes to her. So it could be a Saraya to Rabbah. And this thing Gemara says, Lema ketanoi. Let's say this is the machlokes tanoim. It says, Bas Yisrael, shenisles leger, v'nisabr mimenu. If a Jewish girl got married to a ger and they had a kid, she became pregnant, v'chovo bo b'chaya ger, and somebody hits her when the husband's still alive, so noisen demei vlodis leger. You have to pay the money, the demei vlodis, to the husband, to the ger. What about liyacha misas ager? Let's say you hit her after the ger died, after the husband died already. So Tony Chod, the one bride, says chayiv. Still you have to pay. Who do you have to pay to her? So that's the raya to Rabbah. That if you hit her when she has no husband, the money goes to her. V'toni Chod, the potter. And one says the potter, like Rav Chisda. That since there's no husband here, there's no chayiv to pay to the demei vlodis. So my love, isn't it tanoi ninu? That's the machlokes tanoim. So Gemara says not like this. According to Rabbah, that says you have to pay her, so for sure it's a machlokes tanoim, because one brisa says you potter, that can't go according to Rabbah. Rabbah says in the case when the husband dies first, he was a ger, he has no yorshim, and then somebody hits the pregnant lady, so the money goes to her, and here one brisa says that the mazik is potter, so for sure according to Rabbah, it's a machlokes tanoim. The question is, Elul Rav Chisda, Nilema tanoim. According to Rav Chisda, he says, no, you potter. He says, if there's no husband around, the Torah did not give the money back to the wife, but rather the mazik is potter. If so, maybe there's no machlokes tanoim here. So the one that says potter about it's very good. But what's chat the one that says chayiv? Maybe I'll tell you like Kasha. Hor Rabbonin, hor Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. One goes according to Rabbonin, one goes according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. In other words, the Dimei Vlodei Savati, you potter. In the case when you hit this pregnant lady and she has no husband, the husband was a ger and died already, so Avad, like Rav Chisda says, you're potter from paying the Dmei Vlodis. The Torah said you only have to pay the husband and not the wife. So you're potter from paying the Dmei Vlodis. If so, why does one brisa say chayiv? That goes according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. That says that what the shvach, how much the isha herself, her body itself got worth more, that goes half to her. So that's not the Dmei Vlodis. That's called the shvach that goes to the isha. So the one that says chayiv holds like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, that when you hit this pregnant isha and she was mapul, so half of her, the shvach of her body goes to her. So that's why you have to pay her. And the one that says pot holds like the rabbanon and holds no. The pasuk says hora to say that all the shvach, any more value of her body, that because of the pregnancy goes to the husband. So therefore, here that the husband died already, you pot it completely. So it could be according to Rav Chisda, maybe it's not a machlokes tanoim. They both hold like Rav Chisda. The machlokes in the braises we hold like the rabbanon, not like Rav Shimon Gamliel. So Mara says no. If we're going according to Rav Shimon Gamliel here, so my iraliyacha misa, why do we say you have to pay her after the husband died? Why only after the husband died? According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, afilo mechayim nami yisle palga. Even if the husband is still alive. What goes to the husband that made vlodis? How much the vlad itself was worth? But how much the body of the isha herself became worth more, bigger? That half goes to her. So even if the husband is alive, still she should get some of the shvach. So why does it say the case only where the husband died? So more sounds like this: mechayim misla palga liyacha misa kula. Tell you mechayim when the husband is alive. So then the shvach goes half to her, half to him. But if it happened liacha misa, then kula. She gets everything could be. Then the husband doesn't get a share. There's no husband. So therefore, she gets all the shvach of her body.
She gets everything. The whole.
Not the blood. Another terrorist is like this. Both of them go according to Shimon Gamliel. That says what? That the shvach, how much the isha herself, her own body was worth more, goes to her. Half of it goes to her. So I'll tell you what's the two brises talking about. Kan b'shvach vlodis, kan b'demei vlodis. We're talking about the shvach, how much the body got worth more, that you have to pay her. If we're talking about the demei vlodis, how much the vlad itself is worth, here where the husband died already, you're potter from paying. Amri, mishvach vlodis, for the Gemara, lishma demei vlodis. from the loch of Shvach Vlodis, which is also here the loch of Dmei Vlodis. Rashi Mekein, Rashi's Kashrut of Chizda, the Mishvach Vlodis Hamegiel Chetzev Bechaya Ger, Legiel Kamer, Shem Gomel Kishemais, Hivim Bera Zochsi Vichalko, and Nishma Zochs Nami Dmei Vlodis, the Bala. In other words, the Kashrut is like this: why do you say that the Shvach of the Yish herself, when the husband's alive, we divide it? Half goes to him, half goes to her. If he died already, so then the whole thing goes to her. So you see, the Torah gave the Shvach that was supposed to be to the husband, to her. So if so, on the Dmei Vlodis should also be the same way. That when the husband's alive, all the Dmei Vlodis should go to him. But when the husband dies, Luchur, the Svarah should be, everything should go to the Isha. That's the Kasha now. And now even from Shimon Gamliel, the same Svarah should be according to the Rabbanan. In other words, this should be a proof to Rabbah. That in the case when the husband's not here, it should all go to the husband, to the Isha. So Mara says, Amri loy. I tell you, no, it's not true. Shvach Vlodis. Teshaychi yodze begavayu zocha bo bekulu. I tell you, the shvach of the Vlodis means how much she's worth more because of her body became bigger and fatter, so that she has shaychis to it. See, even though when the husband is alive, the husband gets half of it, when the husband died, then she gets the whole thing. But the main Vlodis, just purely how much the Vlad itself is worth, without the fact that the body of Isha became bigger, just the Vlad itself, that the Isha has nothing to do with. The actual Vlad itself, there the Torah only says, you give it to the husband. The Isha has nothing to do with the Vlad. So there, even in the case when the husband died and he doesn't get the Vlad, the May Vlad, still I tell you, she has nothing in it. She gets nothing from the Dmei Vlodis. Therefore, there's no kasha on Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda can learn this braisa very good. Now the Gemara says, Boy minei Rav Yabai Sabim Rav Nachman. He has a kasha like this. Ha-machzik b'shter roisev shoger. If somebody goes and machzik in the shteros of a ger has a shtar, means like checks, proofs that people owe him money. He didn't take the money itself. He only has a shtar, he has a piece of paper that's a proof that people owe me. So you went and you're machzik in the shtar of the ger. Now, what's the locha? Manda machzik b'shter, and then the shtar of the ger died. So now, manda machzik b'shtar, whoever goes and grabs these shtaros that has proofs that this karka belongs to you, he owes you money. Adaita diar you the machzik, when you grab the shtar as the pshat is that you hold, you grab a hold of the karka. This is like the deed of the karka, so you're grabbing the deed to keep the karka. That was your kavana. Over here, uva'ar yehola yachzik, but he didn't make a kingdom in the karka, so therefore he gets nothing. Uva'shtara nami lekona. And therefore the piece of paper by itself, just as the piece of paper itself, that he never had in mind to keep. What does he need a piece of paper for? He only wanted the paper to prove it, that he owns the karka. But the paper itself he doesn't get. Oidilma, maybe no, daite nami yashtora. Maybe he has in mind getting the piece of paper also. So when the ger dies and he's holding on to the piece of paper, he'll be able to keep the piece of paper. Even though the shtar, the karka itself, he can't get, because he didn't make a chazok in the karka. This is only a shtar. A shtar, you're not kinda. I mean, if the person would have, the meicher would have wrote you a shtar, you'd be kinda. But just grabbing a hold of the ger's deeds does not give you the karka. So you didn't make a chazok on the karka, pshita, you don't own the karka. The question is, when you went to be zeicher on the piece of paper, did you have das to be kind of this piece of paper or else no? Your mind was on the karka. So you do not even own the piece of paper. If somebody else would take it away from you, he could keep it. So the Gemara says back, or Malay said back to him, Ani Mer, the Rebbe answered, V'chilotzu apis l'chusay hu d'tzorach, like that the person needed to use it for a bottle cap. Like he didn't have das to keep the piece of paper. So therefore, the piece of paper he does not own. Omalei said back, no, you should know lots of yes. When a person takes the piece of paper, he has like two dasim. He wants to keep it, maybe to be able to keep the karka. He thinks maybe he can get the karka, even though he can't. But he also has in mind to use the paper, b'teras, a piece of paper. He wants to use it to cover a bottle with it. So mainly, he keeps the piece of paper. Omar Rabbi says, Mashkuna shall Yisrael biyad ger. If a ger has a mashkin of a Yisrael, a ger is holding on to a mashkin, a pledge from Yisrael. Oh, meis ha-ger, and then the ger dies. Oh boy, Yisrael, achav a hechzik boy, and another Jew comes and wants to grab away this mashkin. So pshita moitzi noisam yadoi. Avada, we take it away from the second one and give it back to the original owner. My time, what's the reason? Kiva de meis la-ger, as soon as the ger died, poka le-shibudei. Mela, now the first Yisrael does not owe the money anymore to the mashkin. Because the ger died, who does he pay it to now? He doesn't owe it to him anymore. Therefore, the mashkin goes back to the first Yisrael. It's like my mashkin. Like you, Reuven, borrowed the money from a ger. So the ger took a mashkin from Reuven. Now when the ger died, Reuven doesn't have to pay the ger anymore. So therefore the mashkin automatically goes right back to Reuven. Therefore this mashkin is Reuven's mashkin. Somebody else does not have a right to take it. What about the O? Mashkunoi shel ger biyad Yisrael. Let's say the opposite. A Jew lent money to a ger, and he took a mashkin back from the ger. Umeis ha-ger, and now the ger died. Ubo Yisrael achav echzik, but another Jew comes and grabs this mashkin, so it depends. Zeh koina k'neged moisav. The first Yisrael that's holding this mashkin, like he lent $100 to the ger, and he took back a mashkin worth $200. So the $100 in this mashkin that's k'neged his chayiv, the first Jew keeps. But v'zeh koina es ha-shar. But the rest, the fact that the mashkin is worth $200, the extra $100, that does not belong to the first Yisrael. Because when the ger died, it depends who's holding it now. So if another Yisrael went fast and took it, the second Yisrael is zoicher in the second $100. For at the Gemara v'yamai, why? Tiknu lecha tzerai. Why don't we say the first one's chotzer should be kind of tin? Like we're talking about now, the ger gave his expensive watch to a Yisrael. So it's in the reshus of the Yisrael. So as soon as the ger dies, the chur of the Yisrael's chotzer should be kind of him. Your chotzer is kind of you, even though you don't have das, even without your das. Like something that's a schus for you, we say zochem yodim shleim afonov. So even without your das, your chotzer should be zoicha for you. All right, turn over. So Mura says, Amri, I'll tell you, hocha b'maya askin. You know what we're talking about over here? Delay say that the owner is not around. So therefore, what's the story like this? Kolhecha di isel di day, whenever he himself is there, di boy imakni motzikoni. If he wants to, we could be kind of something, kanyla nami chateroi. Then his chater is kind of for him. But kolhecha di isel di day, whenever he's not around, di boy ulimikni la motzikoni, if he's not there to be kind of it, so then chateroi namalakoni. Then his chater is also not kind of. It's a shver pshat. The Gemara says, not like that. The Hilchos of the Maskana is, though, the Leisei b'chatzer with Lekona. The Rashi says, Leisei means Lamashkin b'chatzer with Shemalva. That the Mashkin is, we're talking about now better, that the Mashkin is not in the first Yisrael's Chotzer. Because if the Mashkin would have been in his Chotzer, Avada, the first Yisrael is Koina. That's the Locha, that Chatzer is Koina, Leshlemi Daitai. And like Tosis says, we're talking about what's a Chotzer Mishtameris. A Chotzer Mishtameris is Koina for you. So here, the reason why the first Yisrael was not Zeicher in this Mashkin, we're talking about it wasn't in his Chotzer. It was someplace else. So therefore, when the Ger died, so true, right away you're Zeicher in the first $100 of it, that's connected to your Chayiv. But the next $100, if somebody else grabs it, he has a right to keep it. So to Mishnah, Ha'choyfe bor b'rishus ha'yochid. If somebody digs a bor in his own rishus ha'yochid, or pischal rishus rabin, but the opening to the bor opens up to rishus rabin. Or else, oib rishus rabim, he digs the bor rishus rabim. O piskal rishus yochid. And the opening is towards the rishus yochid, into his private rishus. And then he's masker his rishus. Or else, rishus yochid, he digs it in his own backyard. O piskal rishus yochid acher, but the opening is into his neighbor's yard, is chayiv. And all these cases is chayiv. It's called the bor. And Rashi says, u bulvad, im hifke rishusoy oisoid, shepia bola toichoy. It has to be that your mafia, the reshus, where the bor opens up to. So other people have a right to walk there. Since people have a right to walk there, now if they trip and fall into your bor, your chayiv, it's your mazik, it's your bor. So Mura says, Tan Rabban, we're like this. Ha'choyf a bor reshus yochim. Somebody digs a bor reshus yochim. O piskal reshus rabim. The opening is reshus rabim. Is chayiv. V'zehu bor homo batoira. That's mamish the bor that Torah is talking about, that it's your...
Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. That's what Rabbi Yishmael says. In other words, this is really considered a bor that was dug b'shus rabim. Since the opening is to the b'shus rabim, this is like a bor that was dug b'shus rabim. That's Rabbi Shmuel Shita, that the bor hatayr is a bor dug b'shus rabim. However, Rabbi Kiva Mechiva says no. Hifki b'shus of lehifka boroi zehu borom abatayr. It's where you dug the bor in your b'shus, and then you amafki the b'shus around it. That's the bor the Torah talked about. So the Gemara says, Omar Rabba, Bebor b'shus Rabban kuli amaloi pligidim mechayiv. If you really dog a bor b'shus Rabban, everybody holds you chayiv. My time on, according to the Pasuk says, ki yiftach v'chiyichra. Im ala psicha chayiv, if opening up a bor you chayiv for, al kriya lekoshchein, isn't for digging if a shoy you chayiv? What does the Torah say too? El the Torah means, al iske psicha, vi al iske kriya boloi. Therefore the fact you open it or you dog it for that alone you chayiv, even though it's b'shus Rabban.
That's the way you chayif. Trashi shein lo chelik boy ela shakureyu oy shapiskoy. Dainu b'shus rabin shein akaka shaloi. That the Torah is talking about where you go into the middle of b'shus rabin and there you open up a bore or you dig a bore that it does not belong to you. That's for sure you chayif. That's mamish the bore the Torah is talking about. Lo nechloku, where's the machlekes over here between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva? El bebor b'shusoy. If you dug a bor in your backyard and then you are mafkir the reshus around your bor, but you still own your bor, Rabbi Kiva savar bor b'shus and nami chayiv. You're also chayiv in such a case. Still, the pasuk says bala bor bebor yisle by them kamar achmona. The Torah calls you the owner, means you own it. Rabbi Shmuel savar no bala takola. When the Torah says bala bor, not because the bor is in your reshus, but you dug a bor b'shus Rabban. Why are you called the bala bor? Because you made it. You're like the bala tekola. You're the owner of the tekola. That's why you chayif. Ela, if so, ma does it mean? Ma zel bor b'shus. So what do you mean to say zel bor b'shus the kamer of Akiva? What do you mean to say that's the bor the Torah is talking about? But yeah, that's not mamish the bor. So verse like this: zel bor sheposach b'akos of tchilo letashlumim. This is the bor the Torah says first about payment. Avada the Yikar have bor the Torah is talking about is you dig a bor b'shus Rabban mamish. But later when you have to pay, the Torah is mar, but this also you have to pay for. A bor that you dug in your own reshus, and then later you are mafkir the reshus around it, even though you still own the bor, that also you chayiv. Rashi says the tashlum means bor the yisle b'ilam nemer, etzel tashlum in kidasiv, b'al ha'bor yishalim. O bor b'shus Rabban nemer etzel nizokin. That's what Kibbutz meant to say. Rabbi Yosef over the Marsha, the Yosef over know that the bor b'shus hayokat kuliyam lepliga the mechayiv, the opposite. A bor that's in your backyard, you dog, everybody holds you chayiv. My timer bal ha bor omrachmono. The bor the yisle b'ilam askinen. So you dog the bor in your reshus, and then you are mafker the reshus around the bor. Keep pligu is the machlekes the bor b'shus Rabban. Rabbi Shmuel son the bor b'shus Rabban nami chayiv. Tichtiv kiyiftach v'chiyichro. And I'll see the chayiv akri lekoshchein. Ela shalos kev tzicha v'lis kekriya boloi. The fact just you dug it or you opened it b'shus Rabban also yichayiv, even though you do not own the karka there. Rabbi Kiva no hanu mitzvah srichi. This we need for something else. If you opened it, then it's not just a COVID. Cover it. But Korea, if you dug the whole bor, maybe the sagle b'kisli, maybe it's not enough for you to cover it. At the toilet, maybe you have to fill up the whole bor. Therefore, the Torah says for Korea also, it's enough to just to cover it. If you dig the bor, if you dig it, then you have to cover it. You did a whole maisa by digging a bor. Abu Paseh, just opening up a cover. The loyavid mice, they didn't do it. Ain't makisa namely boy. Kamash malan. But enichanami, does that the chiddush? Yikav bor the Torah talking about bor b'shusoy, bor b'shus rab mitzamach leikas yivichayiv. Again, the alamal zel bor b'batara the kamer of Yishmael zel bor sheposach be'akosat chilu nizokin. Just as the bor the Torah talking about first one nizokin. That's the machlokes of the yikav bor is a bor b'shus rabim or the yikav bor is a bor b'shus hayochid that you own the goof of the kaka the bor just your mafka the reshus around it. Maybe that's the bor the Torah talking about. All right, we'll stop here.
We really were holding that nun. We'll just start the Gemara over again. Goshnel. Gemara says like this. Tana Rabbon. Ha choyfe bor b'shus ha-yochid o piskul b'shus ha-rabim. V'dig ye bor b'shus ha-yochid but the opening is into b'shus ha-rabim s'chayiv. This is really considered a bor that was dug b'shus ha-rabim. V'zeh bor omah v'atara divra b'shmuel. B'shmuel's shita is the bor that the Torah is talking about is a bor that you dug b'shus ha-rabim. Rabbi Akiva Goymer, no. Hifke Rishusai Vloy Hifke Boroi, Zeo Boroma Batoira. The Torah, when the Torah talks about Bor, it's talking about when you dug a Bor in your Rishus, you own the Karka, and then you are Mafka, the Rishus around the Bor, that people could fall inside it. That's the Bor the Torah is talking about. So the kid says to Machloika, said Bishwal and Rabbi Akiva, when the Torah says Bor, are we talking about a Bor Bishus Rabim, or a Bor that you own the Karka? The Mer says like this, Amar Rabbi says, When you dig a bor b'shus rab, and everybody agrees yichayiv. Even Rabbi Kiv also votes yichayiv. My time, and what's the reason? Omer, quote the Torah says, ki yiftach v'chiyichra. Opening a bor or digging it. The question is, im apstich achayiv akri l'koshchein, if yichayiv for opening a bor, pshit yichayiv for digging it, elo shal iskei psicha vel iskei kriya boloi. That yichayiv just for the fact that you dug it or you opened it. That means it's a bor b'shus rabim. You don't own the ground at all. So why are you chayiv? Just for the fact that you opened it or you dug it, for that you chayiv. This everybody agrees to. This is where Rabbi learns. Le nechlekos. So where's the machlekes of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva?